With your permission. It's amazing that our generation had this merit, this good, on this month of Chodesh Iyar to have Yom Ha'atzmaut, it's Hei B'Iyar. This year they celebrated Vav B'Iyar in order to avoid Chilul Shabbat, the biggest Kiddush Hashem. The second one is Chafchet B'Iyar as Yom Yerushalayim. Of course, it's not coincident that here in this month of Chodesh Iyar are two major things for our generation that our forefathers waited and waited and waited and nothing happened. And we have the zechut to have Eretz Israel, Yom Ha'atzmaut, and then eventually as well, the old city, Yerushalayim, Kotel, Kever Rachel, Ma'at HaMachpelah. Chodesh Iyar, as we spoke last week, I believe, the tzeruf, the idea of Chodesh Iyar, that the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this month shines, they shine in different order as the letter Yud, the letter Hey, the letter Hey, the letter Vav. It comes from a sentence from Sefer Yirmiyahu, Ki im bezot italela mitalela askel v'yadoa oti. If a person wants to be proud of himself and praise himself, he should praise himself that he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ari says, italel, the first letter is Yud, Amithalel, the first letter is Hey, Askel, the first letter is Hey, V'yado, as the first letter is Vav. It's a Yud and a Hey and a Vav. Hey and a Vav, says Ari, and this is the Kavanah of this month that comes from that particular sentence, Sefer Yirmiyahu, that this is the idea of this month. The translation, of course, what it means is, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say this is the month of Iyar after Chodesh Nisan, of the redemption, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu those two presents, as Eretz Israel, as well as Yerushalayim, on Chodesh Iyar. It makes sense that this is the month we should get it. This week's parasha is Parashat Behar. And Parashat Behar starts like this, V'edaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor. Excuse me. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Comes the Gemara and says, usually in the Torah it says, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, Hashem spoke to Moshe. It doesn't say Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to write in the Torah that he spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai because the subject he's going to talk about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that that subject, we should know this subject was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert, it's called Oel Moed, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's called Be'avot Moav, on the east side of the Jordan River before we crossed the river. And really, it doesn't make a difference to us, it doesn't make a difference to us, where did Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? If Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, or Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu any place in the world. So we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a messenger, the pipe, that delivered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will to us. It's not important where did Hashem speak to Moshe. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know this week's parasha that he spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. To tell us, to teach us, says the Gemara, Har Sinai, of course, when we speak about Har Sinai, it means the Ten Commandments. 10 Commandments. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know that that mitzvah that he's going to speak about was spoken on Har Sinai. Its mitzvah and all its details as well. So again, it's really, it doesn't matter where did Hashem speak to Moshe, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did choose one mitzvah should be a role model for all the mitzvot, says the Gemara, that all the mitzvot were said on Har Sinai with all the little details they have, and the role model is, the Torah says, mitzvot shemita. Ki tavo el aretz, when you come to Eretz Israel, v'shavta aretz shabbat l'Hashem. So the if you want to know the dates, says the Gemara, that's how the dates were. We crossed the Jordan River on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan. We made Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Chodesh Nisan. And then Yeshua ben Nun started to conquer Eretz Israel. It took him 7 years. After 7 years of conquering and capturing Eretz Israel, he started to divide Eretz Israel to the tribes, to the families. That took 7 years. He didn't complete it, but he started. So 14 years actually took Am Israel for each person to get his piece of land in Eretz Israel by the Kohen HaGadol was Orim V'Tumim Elazar HaKohen, and was a lotto that was done by Yeshua and others later, and everybody got his piece of land. And then, Kitavo El Aretz, when you come to Eretz Israel, Veshavtar et Shabbat Lashem, Sheshanim Tizra Sadecha, Sheshanim Tizmo Kramecha, Vasavtar Tzvurata, then it started to count. Started the counting, they counted 6 years. Here number 7, it's called Shmita. That is the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know. That he discussed that mitzvah with Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us as well to know that that mitzvah is a role model, as an example for us to know that all the mitzvot that were given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, with all the details of all the mitzvot, were given on Har Sinai. Again, the question is, it's not important where the mitzvot were given. And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose that mitzvah to call Shemitah as a role model to teach us that all the mitzvot should be learned from mitzvah Shemitah, like Shemitah was told to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, all the mitzvot as well were told to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. What does it make? And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Shemitah? Mitzvah Shemitah, just on the surface, what the Torah tells us, what it means is like this. It's the seventh year, after you count 6 years, the seventh year you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to seed. That's the main thing. Of course, the Gemara comes and tells you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not allowed to water the garden too much, you cannot walk in the field too much for the sake of the trees. You do allow to build buildings, you do allow to build highways, just seeding and plowing. That's it. That's called Shemitah. That is the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about it. And the Torah will tell you how important this mitzvah is. This is how important, says the Torah. You know, we went to exile after the destruction of First Beit HaMikdash. We went to Babel, to Iraq for 70 years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Yahu, they're going to go down to Babel, to Iraq for 70 years. I says, how did he get this number? I says, 70 years, if you calculate from the time Am Yisrael came to Eretz Israel, after 14 years that they captured and divided the land, they started the counting, and after First Beit HaMikdash was standing for 410 years, and until the Bilvet HaMikdash was 440, so 440 plus 410 is 850. If you figure out in 850 years, there are 70 years that you're not allowed to plow and seed. This is, some of them are Shemitot, Some of them are Yovel. Yovel is like a Shemitah. This is the 50th. And after every seven times you have Shemitah, the Torah tells you it's called Yovel. That also you're not allowed to plow and seed. Actually, it comes to Gemara and comes to Navi and says, you know, comes to Torah also next week. And it says, you know, you're going to exile. It says, you leave Eretz Israel. It says, not just, you know, the Nebuchadnezzar and Machshimo is going to kill the Jews, going to destroy Eretz Israel, it'll take you to exile. So why take you to exile? He's taking you to exile because you didn't keep Shemitah. You plowed, you seeded on the seventh year. It says, exactly 7 years you're going to be in Babel, in exile. After 7 years you come back. It says, why the number 70 is playing a role here? This is because 70 years, if you calculate from 850 years, supposed to be 70 years of what we call sabbatical. You should not seed and plow and seed. You did. See, this is exile. You see how important it is to keep Shemitah. So, come the Chachamim and say they try to figure out the reason for the Shemitah. You know, Chachamim offer this is to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is the sole owner of the universe, that you have to trust Him, that you have a munah, you have to have a belief, you see, you're not going to plow, you're not going to seed, and the Torah tells you, you're still going to have things grow in the ground. It says to, if we say, implant belief in a Jew. Of course, it's true, all the big Chachamim say it. But the question is, so why this has to do with seeding and plowing? This has to do with any professional. Every doctor should take a sabbatical. Every diamond dealer should take a sabbatical. Every computer genius should take a sabbatical. It says it's not the professional, it's not just the farmer. Or just, you know, if you have in my backyard, I have some vegetables, I have some fruits in my backyard, I'm not allowed to plow and not allowed to seed. It says that's nothing to do with emunah just for the person that plows and seed. If the thing is emunah, it's supposed to be for everybody. Again, if it's emunah, this has nothing to do with Eretz Israel. It says you have Jews living outside of Eretz Israel. They also need emunah. No, Shemitah applies only to Eretz Israel. It doesn't apply chutz la'aretz. It says why the people living in chutz la'aretz don't have to have emunah. They also have emunah. Shemitah is only in Eretz Israel. And if this is just to have a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though I don't plow, I don't seed, I said this is not to do just with seeding and plowing. I said it should be a sabbatical. Everybody should sit at home. Like some Chachamim, they want to offer. Shemitah was given to us in order for us to sit down and study because people used to be busy in the fields, in the jobs. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, this, you have a sabbatical. So of course, if it's sabbatical, doctors need a sabbatical too. Engineers need a sabbatical too. Anybody needs a sabbatical. If the purpose is to learn Torah, everybody has to learn Torah. And not only in Eretz Israel again. If the purpose is to learn Torah, like some Chachamim offer, so that thing should have been in Chutz Lars as well. It says Shemitah is only applied to Eretz Israel. Not to do with Eretz Israel. Has to do with Emunah. Has to do with learning Torah. Learning Torah and Emunah applies to everybody, wherever he is. Doesn't have to live only in Eretz Israel. So, we still have some kind of difficulty to understand really what the mitzvah is all about. But again, we don't have to know the reason. But the way Chachamim offered the mitzvah, it says, doesn't answer how come just don't plow and seed, and how come it's just in Eretz Israel. Comes the Gemara with very strong statements about those people that keep Shemitah. First of all, comes the Gemara and says, you should know, there's a sentence in Tehillim, Baruch Hu Hashem Alachav Gibore Koach Oseh Dvaro, Lishmoa Bekol Dvaro. And says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, please, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if that's the right explanation of Baruch Hu, he says, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malachav, an angel, the angels, Gibore Koach, strong in energy, in strength, Oseh Dvaro, do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say. That refers, says the Gemara, to Shomrei Shemitah, for those farmers that keep the Shemitah. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? This is those people that keep Shemitah, they are like angels, they are very strong personality, says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. The first time the Torah says it's a mitzvah, you should know Shemitah doesn't mean only don't plow, don't seed. What it means is whatever grows from the ground on the seventh year belongs to everybody. Even though you own fields, you own orchard, you own your backyard, you have etrogim, you have expensive fruits that grow in your property. It says, come Shnat Shemitah, you have a fence. It says the Gemara, the halacha is, unlock the fence, open the gate. Open the gate for the public. The public will come inside your yards, inside your fields, inside your orchard, and they will take everything that you have that you really worked on it the year before, the year number six. And now, Baruch Hashem, you have a very good corpse, and the trees, they bring Baruch Hashem nice etrogim. Every etrog in Williamsburg is about $1,000 if it's kasher. And you see people going, climbing on your trees, they're breaking branches, they're taking the etrogim, and then they bring the whole family, they pick up the apples and the oranges, and they go in the backyard, they pick up all the tomatoes and the cucumbers. And it says, it's not Shemitah, and you have to sit down and watch from the window and say nothing. It says the Gemara, if you say nothing while you feel this is yours, and they climbing and they do it and they think, you know, it's theirs. No manners, coming, going on the tree, going under the tree, picking, putting in the basket, go home, come back. The whole night I cannot fall asleep. They're all on the trees, everybody. Says the Gemara, Baruchu Hashem alachav, giborei kochav, oseh dvaro, lishmua bekol dvaro. It says those people act like angels. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from these people, from those people, a blessing, so-called, a Kaddish Baruch Hu loves those people so much that they're able, so-called, to control themselves and let everybody come and pick and go around their own property and take whatever they find. It says this is a special halacha about Shemitah. It's very strange. Very strange halacha. So says, you don't tell me don't plow. Okay. Tell me don't seed. Okay. You want to insert belief, emunah. Okay, I got it. But to tell me, listen, I have fields and orchards and all kind of fruits and things, and these people will come and take it. I don't believe it. I don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects this for me. What this has to do with Shemitah? This is my own field, it's my own backyard. Now they come and they have a fence, I have to unlock the fence, I have to open the gate, and they're going to come by the thousands, climbing on my trees, taking everything I have. For what? For what reason? By the way, you should know that our generation, we have to realize how much this generation serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It will never before like this. Besides all the yeshivot and all the schools that we have in our generation, all over the world, in Eretz Israel, especially, it says, Kam Shnat Shemitah in Eretz Israel. So the big companies that make wine, the big ones, Carmel, Mizrahi, and other ones, they own vineyards with tons and tons of grapes. In order for them to keep the Heksherim from the Rabbanut, from the Chachamim, they cannot sell on Shnat Shemitah, on the seventh year, whatever grows on the seventh year. Things like this. Every year you have grapes. Come the seventh year, you have grapes. So you are Kamer Mizrahi, you have tons of grapes. Every year you make wine from it, and you sell the wine. Kam Shnat Shemitah, a special halacha. You cannot do business with things that grow Shnat Shemitah. Besides all the halachot that already sounds too much to us, comes the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them, you may not do business. It means like this. I open the gates, people come, and they climb whatever they want. Stage one. Stage two. I have, Baruch Hashem, some leftover tomatoes in my yard. I have, Baruch Hashem, some etrogim. Okay. Everybody took. Baruch Hashem. They left. Now I have some etrogim. I would like to sell them. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to sell them. You can't sell it. It's the things, again, that grow on the seventh year, you cannot do business with this. What shall I do with this? Whatever you want. Give it to the poor people. You have noble people. Eat it. You can eat it. Leave it in the field. So can I pick it up? Sell it? No. You want to do something with him? Do what Kama Mizrahi does. That's what Kama Mizrahi does. They harvest all the grapes. They make wine from all the grapes. And they take and they bottle all the wine and the grapes in the bottle. They bottle it and they drop it in Holon, in Tel Aviv, in the center of the city. Trucks full of grape juice and wine, drop it on the floor. Whoever wants it, take it. That's nothing to do with this. What are we going to do with this? He can't sell it. On the other hand, we have tons and tons of grapes. So we should leave it on the trees. What should we do? I says, you know what? 70 years, come Shemitah. That's the accomplishment of Karmel Mizrahi and those companies. This is a very big mitzvah to buy all the wine from those Israeli companies, not the ones from France or Italy or Brazil, all these places, with all the respect to them. Because all those people, on the 7th year, they take all the grapes, squeeze them, make grape juice from it, wine from it, give it to the public for free. For free. They give it some to the stores. If the public didn't take, they give it to the stores, and they have a label on the bottle. This is Shevi'it, this is from Shemitah. What you got to pay to the store is only his expenses, his rent. So you have two bottles on the same shelf. One bottle costs $6, one bottle costs 50 cents. I said, how can it be? It's the same bottle. It's the same wine. But this is Shemitah, and this is not Shemitah. Shemitah means I'm not allowed to do business with it. And so therefore, this bottle is just expenses of this bottle. I can make no profit on it. It's a special halacha by Shemitah. Forget about it. I'm not allowed to plow. I'm not allowed to seed. I have to open the gate for everybody. Now, whatever grows, I cannot do business with that. Comes the Torah and says, another one. לבמתך ולחיה אשר בארצך תהיה לאכול. ברוך השם, whatever grows, I can use it. I cannot sell it. I got the picture. I'm allowed to go to my yard or to somebody else's yard and pick and put it in my house. Perfect. Don't sell it for your own use to eat it. Perfect, you love. Okay, I have some pets in my house. I have some animals in my house. So I go to the field and I cut some hay, some straw. I have horses. I have all kinds of creatures. I took a pig for them. Perfect. You're allowed to. Not allowed to sell it, but you're allowed to eat it. You and the animals are allowed to eat it. Perfect. I eat it. Comes the Torah, comes the Gemara and says, you know what the Torah says? Torah says, V'livim techa, for your animals in your house, V'lachaya asher ba'artzecha, for so-called, for the wild animals on the street, whatever you have is for both of them. What it means like this. I did go to the field and I did collect some hay and some straw on the 7th year Shemitah. I didn't pay for it. If it's in my own yard, somebody else's yard, and I put it for my horse, for my cows, for my sheep, for my goats. And all of a sudden I look at the field and I see there's no more. Everybody took nothing. Then you see that there are creatures, squirrels, all kind of creatures, that they eat those kind of food. It says they eat grain. They eat all this kind of food. There's no food. There's no food. You see those wild animals wandering, and they can't find anything to eat. So the halacha is, you have to take what you have in your storage for your own animals, put it on the street for them. It says the Gemara, if you don't have enough food on the street, not me, I don't care about those wild animals on the street, but those horses or those cows, they belong to no one, or those deers, all kind of creatures, they eat things that grow from the ground, and there's nothing was left on the ground. But I have in my house that I collected before for my own animals. Says the Torah, says the Gemara, sir, kale lechaya min habayit, kale lechaya min hasadeh, he says, if the animals on the street don't have what to eat, even though this is your own pet, it is your own cows, it's your own horses, he says, sir, you got to take all the food that you collected. with the permit, by permission, you put it. It's for, perfect for you animals. But since there's not enough food for the wild animals on the street, get the food from your house, put it on the street. Put it on the street that you animals and the wild animals on the street are equal. What do you mean they're equal? What do you mean equal? I bought my horse in aqueduct. You know how much I pay for my horse? My horse can die without this. I can't give him the whole sugar all the time. So I have to give him hay. I have to give him straw. It says, you see, there are wild animals on the street. Good luck to them. This is my horse. This is my cow. This is my sheep. This is my goat. Those are my chickens. I have to give food for my chickens. He said, if there is no food for the wild animals outside, you have to take the food that you have in your storage houses that grew on Shnat Shemitah. If you have old stuff from a year before, 2 years before, it's not necessary. But if it grew on the seventh year, the permission is you can use it. You cannot again sell it. You can use it as long as the wild animals on the street, in the fields, they have the same food. If you see squirrels running over there, maybe even mice, mice looking for food. There's no food. It says you have straw hay in your house. You prepare it for your creatures, for your animals. You have to put it outside on the street. Let the animals eat together with the mice, with the squirrels, whatever you have in your house. This is, what kind of halacha is this? Never heard such. Continues the Gemara, continues the Torah. The Torah this week has a few paragraphs that the Gemara and Masechet Kiddushin said you should know the whole parasha is tied in together. The next subject after the Shemitah, and the Torah talks about doing business with a Jew. This is listen, when you do business with a Jew, you have to be very honest. Not with a non-Jew, you're not allowed to, you cannot cheat him. You can't cheat nobody. You can't even play a trick of nobody, the Torah talks. And then the Torah goes to the next subject, what happens if somebody loses his fortune and he sells his real estate, if he may redeem it, when can he redeem back the real estate? Then the Torah goes on, what happened if somebody became very poor and he's held himself to be a slave by a Jew? What does he have to do? What is not allowed to do to him, the owner? And the Torah goes on, what happened if a Jew sold himself to be a slave to a goy? And then the Torah comes with a statement, and says, listen, I am the sole owner of this land, of earth. It says, whatever you sell is just like leasing. You can sell in Eretz Israel something for good. This is usually whatever you sell comes back to you after 49 years, when it's called Yovel. Comes to Gemara and says, you know, when you read all these paragraphs that talks about this, about that, you should know there's something in common here. I said, what is in common? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what is common. It says, the first halacha, we talk about Shevit, about Shemitah. As we spoke before, you cannot do any business with the things that grow from the ground on Shnat Shemitah. Can't grow. You can't do business. You can't sell it. So you can't sell a tomato. I said, it means like this. You have in your backyard tomatoes. You have the tomatoes, and the tomatoes grow. And this is the seventh year of Shemitah. You didn't plow. You didn't seed. They grew because before Shemitah, on the sixth year to the cycle, you planted it. Now Baruch Hashem, came the seventh year, Baruch Hashem, you have in your backyard, I'm not talking about fields, not even in your backyard, the field is the same thing. And it says, what do you have? You have some tomatoes, some cucumbers, fine. And it says, okay, your neighbor comes, he says, listen, can I get a tomato from you? Do you want to know something? I give you a tomato, give me a dime, one dime for the tomato. You're not allowed to do it, but I eat it anyway. Okay, you eat it. Says the Gemara, since you did business with that little tomato, eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away your fortune, slowly but surely. First you're going to sell your real estate, and then you're not going to have any food, you're going to sell yourself to be a slave to a Jew, and then you walk by the Jew for a few years, and then you're going to go sell yourself for a goy. It says you can be a slave to a goy. It says all the paragraphs, this is parasha, when you see it in Torah, when you read Torah on Shabbat, it says they are connected. That each one is the result of selling the tomato for one dime. Now talking about somebody made business and sold trucks of corpse of vegetables, grain. No, we're talking about somebody just did business with one little thing. It's enough. Says the Torah, says the Gemara, Ki amuch achicha. It says your brother is very, very, very poor. Says the Gemara, how did he become poor? What happened? Sounds he was rich before. Yeah, he was rich before. What happened? He sold a tomato. He sold a tomato. So the Torah says then he's going to sell his real estate. And then says the Torah, what happened? If the person, a Jew, sells himself to become a slave by a Jew, says the Gemara, that's the next step. This is the next step. They say you didn't do teshuva. He says that's what happened. You do schorah beperot shvi'it. You did this kind of business in those things that grow on Shemitah. You become a slave and you lose everything. He says very, very interesting. He says this is how this mitzvah is so important. He didn't kill nobody. He didn't worship Avodah Zarah. He didn't do anything. He just sold one tomato. He says, for one tomato, I lost my fortune. I had a booming business. I was a successful businessman. And what happened to the guy? He sold a tomato. He says, it's unheard, unbelievable. And there's something the Torah wants to teach us, something about Shemitah. That's really, we have to know this is some of the most important mitzvot that we have in the Torah. Come on, Chamim Rabotai and the Gemara tells us the following. You know, we all do know that Am Yisrael, in the second year after we came out of Egypt, we sent some spies to Eretz Israel. Sent some spies to Eretz Israel. 10 rabbis, they came back. 10 of them said, Israel is not for us. It's not for us. Maybe Uganda. Not Israel. Israel is no good. We went with the giants. It's not for us. Not for me. They cried. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the end of it. All those 600,000 people will die in the desert. You don't want to go to Israel? Forget about it. So what do you mean? So? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech HaRachamim, he says they don't want to go to Israel. So they go to America. What's the problem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us Israel as a present. We don't want it. We say, we don't like it. So? For this Hashem is so upset that we don't want to go to Eretz Israel. Very strange. Very strange. To be killed in the desert because you don't want to go to Israel. I said, you want to go to Israel? Israel's not for me. I said, I don't like it so much. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much. No, but thanks. No, I don't want it. Okay, maybe it's a chutzpah. And Hashem wants to give you something, you don't want it. Okay, but Hashem should be furious for this. And this war, you cannot go to Israel, needs to be explained. You know, we have one of the mitzvot that's called Shabbat. This week's parasha, the last sentence, this week's parasha also talks about Shabbat. Again, Shabbat. The Torah says, Et Shabtotai Tishmoru. Keep my Shabbatot. Keep my Shabbat. Keep my Shabbat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you Shabbat. He gave you Shabbat. He wants me to observe Shabbat. Baruch Hashem, I observe Shabbat. Hashem said, keep my Shabbat. What is my Shabbat? Comes the Gemara and says the following. You know, if somebody is going to ask you, what is the purpose HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to keep Shabbat? Well, Gemara Torah will tell you, this is Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim, to remember Kimat of Mitzrayim. The Torah will tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbat. Big deal. He doesn't have to pay the mortgage, so he rested on Shabbat. I have to pay my mortgage, all my business. I can double my business, triple my business if I work on Shabbat. All these people get the checkbook. They check on Friday. By Sunday, they have no more money. They spend it on Shabbat. You know, if I open up a booth in the flea market, I will be a millionaire on Shabbat. It's Hashem rests on Shabbat. Therefore, I have to rest on Shabbat. It's said in the Ten Commandments. Hashem rests on Shabbat, so I have to rest on Shabbat. Leman Yanuach, Avdecha, Amatecha, Shucha, Vachamorecha. It says, everybody has to rest. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can afford to rest. I don't know what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests on Shabbat. I don't know what it means exactly. This kefirah to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works during the week and Shabbat he rests. But whatever it means, it's a text. That's what it says in Ten Commandments. Keep Shabbat, don't work on Shabbat, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests on Shabbat. It's a Shabbat.
Because it means the first 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, on the seventh day it was Shabbat, Hashem did not do anything, so what it has to do with me? Because Hashem did not work on Shabbat. Let him work on Shabbat if he wants. What does it mean? I have to keep Shabbat. What do I have to keep Shabbat? On the second text of the Ten Commandments in Sefer Devarim it says, because Hashem took you out of Egypt. So it took me out of Egypt, but Shabbat had to keep me out. Hashem took me out of Egypt, I have to keep Shabbat. What has to do Shabbat with this? Comes the Gemara and says a secret about Shabbat. Says the Gemara, Shabbat is me'en olam haba. Is 1/60th of olam haba. Says the Gemara like this. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care less. We keep Shabbat, we don't keep Shabbat. He doesn't care less if you do mitzvot or don't mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for one thing. He wants us to feel a spiritual pleasure, not just a physical. And the spiritual pleasure is much, much higher than the physical pleasure. It says, when actually you're going to have it? It's after Mashiach will come. It's going to be, says the Rambam, Olam Haba. And it says it's going to be from the so-called the next world. It's going to be on this planet. It says the Rambam, says the Gemara, what's going to happen? It says people will see and will breathe and will say, I'm on vacation. It says, what do you do? It says, I hear a good lecture. I think about the Dvar Torah. It says, the pleasure that you get from it, this is something that you cannot describe by words. This is the purpose of creation. What's called Olam Haba. It's not Gan Eden. Gan Eden is a very low level of pleasure. The real pleasure is, after Techiyat HaMetim, after all the dead ones will rise, and then it's going to be, says the Rambam, Olam Haba. It says, Tzadikim Yeshvim Vatrotem Beroshem. It says, everybody sits down. It says, you sit down. It says, no food is necessary. I don't need these lunches. I don't need those dinners. I don't need those yacht and those cars. It says, what do you have? It says, I don't know. I feel so good. I don't know what it is. That's called a spiritual pleasure of Olam Haba. That is the purpose of creation. Hashem created us. We have to earn it. Not we have to earn it as far to earn it that we should be entitled to it. It means you have to reach this idea that to know Hashem wants you to taste it. It says Hashem gave us the Gemara Shabbat. Shabbat, if you multiply by 60 the pleasure of Shabbat, this is what you can have in Olam Haba. So it means like this, when somebody wants to taste something, I says, you know, taste this lollipop. It says, multiply this by 60 times. Says the Gemara, this is really the taste of something very, very good if you want to imagine it. So says the Gemara, Shabbat was given to you not as an obligation, just as what we call a first course of a meal that you should expect the dinner should taste even better. As if that is the first course that was served, who knows what's going to be later on at dinner. It says, Shabbat, that is the purpose of Shabbat, says the Gemara. It's not, don't do this, do this, don't do this. It says, all these don't do. A do is just to get to the level that you feel it. If you don't feel anything on Shabbat, something is wrong with you. What's wrong with you, says Dari, says the Gemara. Either the whole week you did not think about Shabbat, says Dari, you cannot have this feeling if you don't go to Mikveh on Friday. You cannot have this feeling if you're under pressure or you have an argument with your wife. Or you don't like so-called Shabbat as a day of rest. You rather continue your job. Or you look at your watch when the Shabbat is over already, when I can already do have my first cigarette. All those things is just to tell a person that he is not in the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to grant him what's called pleasure of Olam Haba. That's the purpose. So it's not to keep Shabbat. Hashem doesn't care less. You keep Shabbat, you don't keep Shabbat. Hashem cares for something else. He cares that he created you for the purpose of having pleasure and you don't have it. For you, Shabbat is a burden. She says, I don't like Shabbat. I says, I don't like it. I don't feel nothing. The Gemara says, if a person will look at the mirror before Shabbat, he's supposed to see a change on his face. He doesn't look the same. He has to see some special light come from his face Shabbat, Friday night. Ari says, you get it at Lecha Dodi, you get it at Baruch Hu, you get it at Poreh Sukkot Shalom Aleinu, V'kol Amo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. It is in those three things. And Kadosh Baruch Hu injects in the person some kind of energy that's called Neshama Yetera, and says that thing goes inside you. That thing goes inside you, and you have this kind of feeling. That if you multiply it by 60, it becomes real pleasure for Olam Haba. So again, so Shabbat is not an obligation. You don't want, don't keep it. Or if you keep it, and even if you're very strict, but you hold nervous on Shabbat, and you're arguing, and you're under pressure on Shabbat, and you think about your business, about your personal things, about this, about that, and this, and this, it says, and you don't feel calm, and you don't feel the pleasure on Shabbat, you just miss the purpose of Shabbat. That's the purpose. Okay, if you don't keep Shabbat, you cannot feel it. If you do things that you're not supposed to do, or you don't do the things that you're supposed to do, you'll never get to that level of this pleasure. So that's Shabbat. Continue the Chachamim and say, you know, it's not just Shabbat. This is the whole purpose of all the mitzvot. You don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares, says the Gemara, if you eat kosher food, if you slaughter the animal this way. Says the Gemara, do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares if you slaughter the animal from the front or from the back of the neck, the front of the neck, who cares? Do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares? It's like, who cares if you wear shatnez, you know shatnez. It says the whole purpose is to lead you that you should feel calm, that you should have all the time smile on your face, and you feel pleasure. Pleasure. This is the purpose of this creation, and that's the purpose of Shabbat and all the mitzvot as well. And then, so comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you a statement. It says, Eretz Israel, what is the secret of Yom HaTzmaut? What is the secret of Yom Yerushalayim? What is the secret that both of them are in Chodesh Iyar? And what's the secret of Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bereshit Bara Elokim et HaShamayim et HaAretz, the first sentence in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the skies and earth. What do you mean earth? What do you think? It's not the globe. It's just, earth is globe. Says the Gemara, no, let me tell you what it means. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu started creation, when he started actually creation, was a very tiny spot. And that spot grew to become a ball. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to say to the ball, stop growing. This is earth. And so what was this point that the Kadosh Baruch Hu started to create universe? This was Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, is the center of the world. Mesos kol haaretz. This is the mizmor of Yom Sheni. Mesos kol haaretz, it says, if somebody is going to ask you, can you explain to me how went the creation? It says, tell him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created skies and earth. Earth, Eretz, means Eretz Israel. It means a spot, a small little ball that was Yerushalayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called blew it like a balloon. And that little piece that was the first piece of creation is Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. Comes the Gemara and tell us the following. You should know what it means. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said those words, says the Gemara. It says, Ve'aretz lo timacher litzmitut kili chol aretz. That's the sentence in this week's parasha. You cannot sell land in Eretz Israel as a sale forever, because I am the sole owner of the land. What do you mean the sole owner of the land? You're sole owner of everything. He says, no, you don't understand. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, I love Israel. Enei Hashem Elokech Haba, Mireshit Shana Vadachit Shana. Somebody asks you, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really like? He says, I tell you what, on creation, it first created Yerushalayim. And from Yerushalayim, he created the rest of the world because he loves Yerushalayim. He loves Eretz Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? There's a lot of things in Eretz Israel that I love so much. I want to share it with somebody. When you read in the Torah, like the Lord decided to give Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Eretz Israel, sounds from the Torah, the Lord wants to give a present to Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. He says, why don't you give me Saudi, Kuwait, Libya, Iraq? What in the Eretz Israel for? He says, don't understand. Eretz Israel is the place that Hashem started creation, and Hashem loves it so much. Hashem loves it so much, Hashem said to us those words, Im tiyu sheli, ha'aretz gam shelachem. Im lo tiyu sheli, ha'aretz lo shelachem. It means like this. If we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares His territory with us. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and us, and said, here is Eretz Israel, take it as a present. He could have given us Uganda. Could have given us Madagascar. Like Herzl said, doesn't matter, Israel. As long as we have Uganda and Madagascar, that's also good. He says, don't understand. He says, we don't get it as a present, as an outside present. We get a share. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares His so-called real estate with us. That's Eretz Israel. That's the power of Eretz Israel. It comes the Gemara and says, you know, Kol mi shigar b'chutz la'aretz gar b'makom she'en lo eloka. Says the Gemara, you know, David HaMelech said, that they threw me out of a place that is no God there. There's no Hashem. Says the Gemara, what do you mean no Hashem? Says the Gemara, you know, Hashem loves Eretz Israel. If you have Eretz Israel, it means that Hashem loves you as someone being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the proof. This is the land I give you. So if you don't have Eretz Israel, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like you so much, and you don't belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, exile. Exile means Hashem threw us out of Eretz Israel after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. He said, you know why? It's not because Hashem decided you have to leave Eretz Israel, because you have no place to be there. Because Eretz Israel really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He wants only people that connect to Him to dwell over there. We were chosen. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov were chosen. Because they decided at that time, you are the chosen people that I want to be your neighbor. He says, please come and share with me Eretz Israel. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a present, a piece of real estate, someplace on the universe to dwell over there. So this is the power of Eretz Israel. That's really, you should know Chodesh Iyar, that we got Chodesh Iyar Eretz Israel, and we got Yerushalayim Chodesh Iyar, because that's what the Ari says the sentence is. The sentence of Chodesh Iyar is the letter U, the letter Hey, the letter Hey, the letter Vav, that comes from a sentence, it says you can be proud of yourself, you know me. You know me means, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To know somebody means to be connected to Him. It says to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. But not an outside present. That's His own present He shares with you. It says that's called Eretz Israel. It says this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given to us in return, if we keep the mitzvot, it means we keep the mitzvot, it shows that we want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not keep or not to keep. It's, are we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we live in Eretz Israel, and if we don't keep the mitzvot, if we don't belong to Him, don't belong to Him, out of Eretz Israel. So this, Rabotai, Chachamim, this is the secret of Shemitah. On the seventh year, number seven, it runs in the Torah all the time. Number seven, it's called Malchut. By the way, the chapters the Ang in the Torah were put by the Goyim, not by Jews. But nevertheless, sometimes they hit. You know, sometimes they hit. It says, this week's parasha is chapter 25. 25 is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, has 25 letters. It's called Malchut, Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. Shemitah is Malchut. It means accept the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is His land. It's not your land. He shares this land with you. He took mankind, Adam HaRishon, put him in Gan Eden. Gan Eden is no buildings, no bridges, no cars, no yacht. Only trees, only vegetables. He told Adam HaRishon, listen, Le'ovda o Le'shemra, please walk over here. He said, that's all. I says, that's all. That's what he did. I said, what do you have? I'm eating and I'm having pleasure from it. I don't need nothing. Doesn't have to go shopping. Doesn't have to go sell anything. Doesn't have to gamble. Doesn't have to go any place on vacation. He's on vacation. It's pleasure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam HaRishon Gan Eden for pleasure. Have pleasure. Don't do nothing. Eat from the tree. Just breathe. Have pleasure. If not have eaten from the tree, he would have been Mashiach, says the Ari, says the Zohar. He says the purpose of life, have pleasure. Pleasure, spiritual pleasure, not physical pleasure. That's why he was created without clothing. He says, no, you don't understand the pleasure. It's just breathing in Gan Eden. That's my pleasure. He says, Gan Eden is just trees. He says, come Shnat Shemitah. Hashem says, listen, you'll have to build buildings. You'll have to dig holes. You'll have to make highways. That's not the issue. I want you to remember the purpose of life. Adaber Hashem el Moshe behar Sinai lemo. Says the Gemara, who chose one mitzvah. That mitzvah is going to be a role model for all the mitzvot. It says, I told it to you on Har Sinai. What's Har Sinai? 10 commandments. What's 10 commandments? 10 commandments means the rules how to have pleasure. I took you out of Egypt, please. I took you out of Egypt to have pleasure. I didn't take you out of Egypt to suffer. I took you out of Egypt to tell you the purpose is going to Eretz Israel. What is Eretz Israel? Eretz Israel is the place of Olam Haba. Eretz Israel is the place to have the spiritual pleasure. He says, listen, the seventh year, it's called Shemitah, is like Shabbat Bereshit, says the Gemara. The same concept. Veshavta Aref, Shabbat Lashem. The Torah says, Shemitah is like Shabbat. What do you mean like Shabbat? What Shabbat? You don't understand. The purpose of Shabbat is a pleasure. The purpose of Shemitah is pleasure. It says, don't plow, don't see. It says, open the gate, people will come. They'll take the fruits. They'll take everything they have. It says, everything is just spiritual life. I don't care about anything. Let them take my business. Let them climb on the trees. Let them break the branches. You want to know something? I'm not supposed to do any business. Don't do business. You don't do business with all these things. Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden. All the fruits, everything was free for him. It says, listen, it's just a reminder for a person what Malchut is, what the kingdom of Kadosh Baruch Hu means, Olam Haba. It's not that you have to do here something. It says, I have to prepare myself to feel. It says, I have it every week, Shabbat. It says, Shemitah is exactly like Shabbat, but it's a yearly Shabbat. V'shavtaret Shabbat l'Hashem. Don't do no business. You do business, you lose your fortune, because, again, it's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. When you lose your fortune, it's not a punishment. This is just a training. It says you don't accumulate money. Money will not give you pleasure. You see, you have to come to a point that you have pleasure. It says, here it is. Shemitah is pleasure. You say, well, you sold some fruits, some vegetables, the tomato. He says, listen, you don't understand. The purpose of Shemitah is not to conduct business. It's just to know that the purpose is Gan Eden. Gan Eden had fruits and vegetables. The whole idea is just fruits and vegetables. Gan Eden was in Eretz Israel. Olam Haba will be in Eretz Israel. Shemitah only applies to Eretz Israel. It says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, like an angel. Baruch Hashem Alachav, Gibore Roach, you become an angel. What do you mean an angel? An angel does not have any physical pleasure. An angel only has spiritual pleasure. It says an angel only breathes and has energy, spiritual energy. When it comes down to earth, becomes man. It says a malachim, what energy they have? They still like who fuels the malachim. What they fuel? It's a special energy. The energy is called pleasure. It says Shemitah is just to train us that we should believe that we're going towards. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, Emotzei Shevi'it Mashiach Ba. Says the Gemara, after Shemitah, expect Mashiach. Says, why? 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 Because I keep Shemitah. No, because Shemitah is a training for Olam Haba. The purpose of this world is Olam Haba. Mashiach is coming. Says the Gemara, Bet HaMikdash was destroyed Emotzei Shevi'it. Excuse me, after Shemitah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, 7th Baruchah in Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Israel. Before Shemoneh Esrei, we say Gaal Israel, redeemed in the past. On Shemoneh Esrei, we say Goel, now. Says the Gemara, Baruchah number 7. 7 is Malchut, 7 is Shemitah, 7 is Shabbat. It says to tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us by number 7. That's how number 7 is so important. Because it reminds us about Olam Haba, about the pleasure. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Israel. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you redeem us right this minute. It says, because you have to have in Shemoneh Esrei, when you get to this bracha, Re'ena Bo'onyenu, it says, in my mind, a pleasure of Olam Haba. It says, that's called Goel Israel. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not send Mashiach to save us. We will not send Mashiach to help us. He's going to send Mashiach in order for us to reach that level of pleasure that He wants us to have. It says the whole purpose of our life is to have pleasure. It's not obligation. Do this, Don't do this, don't do this. This, all those are conditions to have the pleasure. If you don't keep it, so the Gemara says with all the details, it says, well, it's not in the text. It says, doesn't matter. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, that's the secret of the pleasure. The ingredients of the pleasure is keep all those mitzvot by details. I said, this mitzvah, I don't do it exactly what's supposed. He says, who doesn't care less? You don't want, don't do it. But you defeat the purpose of creation. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset when we said, in the desert, we're not going to Israel. See, not going to Israel, not going to Israel. It means you don't want to belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the pleasure. So what's the purpose of your life? For what are you living for? You're living for just to run your life through this world. You live on this world to have pleasure. Pleasure could be only in Eretz Israel. Pleasure could be only in Yerushalayim. Pleasure could be only eventually Olam Haba. It says, if you don't want to go to Israel, you said the spies came back and they said, Israel is no good for you, so I'm not going. He says, so what's the purpose of your life? What? I said, we want to go back to Egypt. Why do you go back to Egypt? To do business in Egypt? I says, you have to run away from business. You have to run towards pleasure. It says, business can help you to have pleasure, but spiritual pleasure, that you should have it. Ari says, every Friday you should have this test. You look in the mirror, says the Ari, look, if your face looks the same, you didn't get it yet. It says, if you don't feel anything, you didn't feel anything, Shalom Aleichem. You didn't feel anything on Shabbat morning, you see Nishmat Kol Chai. Says, Dari, you're still far away from Olam Haba, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you. It says, Shemitah is not an obligation. This is a condition, Hashem, it's a test to see if we really belong to Hashem. He wants to share Eretz Israel with us. And this is, Baruch Hashem, our generation, we had this merit, this zechut, to get Eretz Israel back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. What it means is, this is, we're on the way. Because it means we share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eretz Israel. He gave it to us because He loves us, because we believe in Him, because we trust Him, and because we know our purpose of creation is not this world. This is the world to come after Mashiach Rabbah Minamim.